We're still at Sister Huzaifa from Nigeria. Her second question, she says, if someone is doing qasr, for example, he cuts his prayer into, for example, a salat al-dhur, but he's praying behind an imam who doesn't do qasr. What does he do? He cuts his prayer, sits and makes the taslim after the second rak'ah, or he continues and completes with the imam?
Of course, qasr, to those who do not know, it's shortening of the prayers. Mm. And we are allowed to shorten prayers mm-hmm. when we are traveling. Mm-hmm. We can pray four rak'ahs, shorten them into two, and that is it. Mm-hmm. So Fajr prayer remains two, Maghrib remains three, but Dhuhr, Asr and Isha can be shortened into two rak'ahs. Now if a person travels and he hears the adhan or the prayer is being called from a masjid, and he enters this masjid knowing that the imam is residing, which means that he will continue to pray full the prayer, he must follow the imam and he must pray the full prayer, even if he only prays one single prayer. So even if the person comes in the fourth rak'ah and the imam is in the fourth rak'ah, he joins the imam, and after finishing one rak'ah the imam concludes his prayer, so this traveler should finish three more rak'ahs. One would say, but he's traveling, he can pray one more and his prayer is valid. Well, this was posed, the same question was posed to Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, and said, and a man asked him, oh cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why is it when a traveler leads the prayer he prays two rak'ahs, and when he's praying behind a residing person he completes the prayers? Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, answered him in a very short answer. He said, my nephew, and this is what the Arabs call anyone who's younger than them, though he's not related to the to him, he said, my nephew, this is the sunnah.
Subhanallah.
Which means that this is the sunnah of the Prophet But if I am traveling, like from Jeddah to Medina, for example, and all the masjids on the road are masjids not of towns, but for travelers, and I enter one of these masjids and I find the imam praying, and I don't know which rak'ah he's praying, and after praying one rak'ah with him, he concludes a prayer. Would I pray complete prayer or shortened prayer? Scholars say you should pray shortened prayer, because most likely he is also another traveler. This is not a town where people reside in. It's a masjid on the way. So inshallah, this clarifies it a bit.